The Iraqi army has started Operation Conquest in Nineveh province. The complicated offensive is aimed at recapturing the occupied city of Mosul and putting an end to nearly 2 years of atrocities by Daesh Takfiri terrorists there. Ali Mousawi reports from the battlefield.
Artillery fire rang the start of the long-awaited operation to retake the city of Mosul from Daesh terrorists. The Iraqi army, supported by popular mobilization units and local tribal fighters, along with the Kurdish Peshmerga as backup forces, launched Operation Conquest on Thursday. And the start was startling, as they quickly captured five villages with the aim of restoring control over areas surrounding Mosul in Nineveh province.
As part of the operation to retake Nineveh province, we opened three fronts in the north, the south, and the center. We are here at the central front in Mahmur, where we managed to achieve our goals from day one. But the village we took has been booby-trapped with explosives. In the southern front, we're not making gains because Daesh are using local villagers as human shields against the advancing Iraqi forces.
Mosul fell back in June 2014 when Daesh overran large swathes of territory in northern and western Iraq. Now the army is paving the way for the liberation of the occupied city.
For the fourth day, our soldiers have continued with the operation to liberate the villages in the Gayar region as preparation to recapture Mosul. The goal in this operation is to show the ability of the Iraqi army and its readiness to free Mosul.
Though the ultimate goal of this military maneuver is to fully take back Mosul, the army has certainly made headways in what is expected to be a long, tough battle.
The successes of the past few days is a testament to the Iraqi army, popular mobilization forces, and local tribes. However, this is only the first phase of the battle to eradicate Daesh terrorists from the city of Mosul. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, Mahmur.